EMA. All of you, before you leave, you can go to see whatever you want, and please let my staff know. So this morning session, I already briefed my speaker. You know, the two things about me, I never fail to explain everything to the people that come to this conference. You see, this seminar is not about bringing speaker or something. For me, I've done it all my life. You know, I was World Bank consultant. I was even chairman of APEC. Some of you in APEC. APEC is Asian Economic Cooperation. China and Vietnam members. So I know how international projects work and not work, see? If you want to work together, we have to go to Samtaw, mean continuous. To change the way we work together in EMS is to love each other, to share mutual benefits, and to share wisdom, see? Because wisdom is in Asia. You don't have to go to Harvard or Cambridge. In fact, I teach that myself. You don't have to worry that the West is already trying to control us, see? Because the next century is Asia, leading by our friend here from China. And as you know, the opening ceremony, I did not expect ambassador of India came. He probably know that India want to be part of it. So I already be happy that one day India will be involved in this project, like ASEAN Plus 6, you see. ASEAN Plus 6, all of us except China is ASEAN, see? And we plus 6 already. 6, China and India, Australia, New Zealand, and Japan and Korea. So GMS can plus 1, plus 2, plus 3, too. And only plus because we only deal with energy, environment, and sustainability. For me, in GMS, this is the most promising area that we can work together in the future. And last night, I met again Mr. Professor Wang. We agree already that 2013, we definitely will be in China. We already planned the financing. He will go back to his government, see? You know, Mr. Wang, he came from the province where Wu Jintao was born. He's not a simple man, you know. In China, he came every time that I invite him, you know. So, Beijing is involved in this GMS project, not really Guangxi and friends like that, okay? And this morning, at 6 o'clock when I get up, you see, I want to explain to you. I was thinking about what I do this morning. See, I have two choices, right? I can ask Tham Nong, my assistant, he's very good, to share this meeting. And then I decide to think, I want the table to be more closer. When I organize seminar, I plan learning environment, see? The good things about me is I always stimulate people to enjoy learning. I never fail to make sure that whatever you learn is relevant to you, see? It's not relevant to me, because if we are the horse should not benefit. We should have mutual benefits. That's why this is a very good learning for you. Because when you go to other conferences, UN, ADB, World Bank, many of them are stupid conferences. Because they talk silly things, but not very good to you. You see, and some conference too big. 500, 600, then people never get to know each other. Why go to all those conferences? I went to many world conferences myself. I deliver many conference speech, but none of it matter like this conference, see? Because I'm in the process organizing, planning, implementing, solving problem, and look ahead. But after Monday, myself and Professor Wang have to work together, because 12 months from now we're going to be in China, and for 24 months from now we're going to be in Laos. Things work very much fast, you know. And now most of the factors are outside my control. I have to discuss with our friend here. But for those who attend the first, second, and third, we're going to set up what we call it, internet system. See? You know, I'm old, but I'm very high-tech people. Even I don't have it, I am surrounded by very advanced people. In fact, in Thailand, I teach engineers every day. People at the ECAT, they became my followers for the last 8 years. All the leadership of ECAT are my friends. And those engineers, many of you are in this room, are the most difficult. Because the most important of this room is managing change. And you've got to manage change in the different environment. GMS has one advantage, that we are full of diversities. See? Laos full of natural resources. Burma, Myanmar, emerging as a new player. Cambodia, with young engineers, you know, one day they could become more important. Vietnam already ahead of many countries. And of course China. In Thailand we have many problems. But I split my time, 50% I work overseas. 50% I work for my country. After tomorrow, on Monday, I go back to do my own work in Thailand. There's a lot of problems in Thailand, both in politics, economics. With the flood, you know, the first 4 months of Thailand export is already negative. You know, flood was a big impact for us. And sometimes government does not have the capability to do it alone. That's why many of you are government. Be careful. Government cannot do everything. Government must have wisdom from the people. You have to listen to people. Don't only listen to your boss, minister, or whatever they call it. Because politics is dangerous for the people. Politics is not good for the people. Politics is good for people in power. But we here have power of knowledge. I am very independent. I have my own television show. I write my own column. I have radio show. I talk directly to people. But I'm not against politics, you see. Because politicians know me too. But I give them advice that's good for them, see. And for example, like him, he's a government official from fishery department. He's willing to help me. There's so many government officials who want to get out from the box, see. When you go back, you go into the box, be careful. Your box is very dangerous. Because the people can't benefit if politics is bad for you. I'm talking about my own country. The rest, I think politics is fairly acceptable, because most of the leadership in those countries tend to be people focused. Okay, now, Khun Kitty, you speak first. You know, Ajahn Kitty already, he very kind to stay with us. And, you know, you look at his history, he's a very interesting man. engineer by training, very bright man. He went to one of the top high school in Thailand and spent 21 years at ECAT. ECAT, you know that. And then left ECAT to become Kenan Institute. And Kenan is an institute that's set up by a former ambassador from US and worked in Kenan. And through Kun Chan Cho, my colleague, we already met Kun Kitty many times. And you know, Chan Cho is very good in tourism and very good in human capital. We have two more days, talk to him. And Tham Nong was my student 30 years ago at Thammasat University. He also from Northeast. See? In Thailand, when people come from Northeast, sometimes they think that they don't know anything because of so many poverty in Northeast. Northeast of Thailand is so important to Thailand because it's close to Laos, Cambodia, and Myanmar. Okay? So each one of them will speak for no more than 20 minutes. We don't have to speak too long. And then before the break, we're going to have some intensive, progressive discussion. Today I expect to have a new emerging ideas, maybe one or two. You see, when we debate each other, we increase intellectual capital. See? In your brain, intellectual capital is the most important. When you see problems, you try to solve it. Many times get degree, but they only copy people's ideas. You have to have your own ideas. In fact, all of you are smart people. Already, I can see it. Young but smart. So you should discuss, I mean, in our group, we have to have wisdom. We have to compete with the best brain in the world. Under my leadership, we can compete. I do it every day. Okay? So, that's why this morning session I decided to join you, because I think we're going to come up with some interesting new ideas. See? New ideas don't have to come from Google or reading another book. New ideas will come from interesting discussion. And then we listen to two speakers, one of them basically from academic world, from government world, and Kun Kanapat, basically he run company who thinks about farmers, who thinks about sustainability. How many of that in Thailand, in the world? Most companies don't think about farmers, see, because farmers not have enough ability to pay. Okay, welcome Mr. Kitty for 20 minutes.
Good morning to our friends from the GFS. We now have seen some of you in the past. Thank you, Dr. Chia. It's a very impressive, impressive introduction for me. And I will set another criteria along my talk. Tell you about some talk, a three job. But I will set the criteria and condition along my talk with the 3C.
3C. Okay.
The first thing is what content that I will deliver, then you can make a criticism. The first thing, criticism. You may not agree with me, then you can criticize. Second thing is that you comment. Okay, see what I think that we agree or not agree, or possible or not possible when we're talking about sustainable energy environment. And in the Thai context, maybe okay, but Vietnam, maybe not. Mainland China, maybe different. But I believe the first C, contribution.
Okay, very good.
Contribution from you, you see, from you all. So I will not give a talk like at home alone, but along the talk, we can interact. Okay. You can interact anytime. Within the 20 minutes.
Within the first 20 minutes, but then we can come back.
Okay.
Because we have until 12 or 12:50. Mm-hmm.
Usually this topic, it should be come first. I mean, at the first day, that belongs to Paradigm. This is more policy content of study movement. But come to the last day. But last day is not less significant. But last day is even more important. So I will start. Let me start.
Okay.
There is sustainable energy. All represent is wind power. That we now in the couple days we talking about renewable energy. There's a promising future for us, but still have to dig it out. Where is it? Yeah. Sustainable energy, what does it mean? When we talk about sustainable development, we are talking about economic development, we talk about environment, we talk about the social, how to move the economics in progress with not harm to the environment and enhance the quality of life of the people. So that is the context of the sustainable development. But in terms of sustainable energy, what does it mean?
Sustainable energy is the means that energy in which it is the production or consumption has minimal negative impact on the health and healthy function to be consistent. That not just local, but in the context of global environment, and that can surprise in the sufficient amount, not only to peasants, but for our next generation. So you cannot allow to eat it out everything now, left over to our next generation. That's a simple explanation. I will start. This is more systematic or like academic, but it, I will encourage you to do more like a systematic analysis. So I use any same framework for talk and interact. We will start when we develop the energy. We have to have the capital, resource capital for energy resources. What does it mean? We have two types of energy resources. Renewable energy and non-renewable energy, like fossil, natural gas, and water. When we use it and go away, another call it back. And renewable energy, because we spent a lot of time in the past day talking about renewable energy. And from here, we do the planning, how to do the power development plan. And it means to produce the electricity in reality. So the type of technology will go to the thermal power plant that uses a lot more fossil. And hydro that's going to the renewable energy. Combined cycle is a more advanced technology and utilize the gas, natural gas as a fuel. And then the cell. Like our friend in Myanmar, now they are more utilized the cell. They are the most expensive generation per unit. That's waiting for another couple years from now in Myanmar, they will rely on hydro or even nuclear. That's it. They form the in electricity have to send to somewhere to the transmission system. That's what we need. Transmission system is like 110 kV up to 500 kV. When we're talking about Asian grid, we're talking about 700 kV or even 1000 kV voltage to minimize the loss in the line. And to distribute to the rural area or to the widespread throughout the country, go to the distribution system. Quite a number of countries here, especially in Laos, Vietnam, Cambodia, they do have a very concrete rural electrification project or program to do the smart grid distribution. So from here, we talking about the supply side. We produce the electricity to serve the needs of the consumer. So the last part is energy consumption. So resources are limited, like oil. They predict it is not more than 40 years from now. Gas, another 70 years, and coal is the last long about 200 years. So, energy saving and efficiency is keyword to minimize or to not exceed the use or the, to consume the natural. So, I will discuss or talk about how to make it sustainable. To make sustainable energy, we will start with the sustainable thinking. You have think and plan at the beginning how to make it sustain for long term. Yeah. So, planning. We're talking about energy policy. The policy, it should be sustainable energy policy. The animation is a very tight to the bicycle instead of the red card.
Running in green energy,
And then we talking about resource planning. In the past decade, Thailand make a miss planning because we try to utilize all the things we have in the country. And it will be land up very soon, like a gap in the south of Thailand. Not more than 15 years. But U.S. Energy policy, what they did, they tried to collect all the resources from the other to utilize in their country and have a remainder huge reserve on oil and gas. Yeah. So if you make a war with the U.S., in the trouble because I use a shortage of electricity, it means we cannot do things. And the keyword, the other keyword is do the smart power development planning. Right now, in terms of an environment, we just get used to the name, the term of EID, Environmental Impact Assessment, is our common practices. But that applies just for the project basis. but not a policy and planning. Strategic environment assessment is to be considered, and I heard our our friend at Vietnam to introduce to talk with the many people to introduce the SBA to our development plan preparation, because the SBA was important. SBA is strategic environment assessment that applies for policy and planning level. We will set a scenario with economic, environment, social, and technology need dimension to consider, and set appropriate scenario. And we will select the best scenario for the country that to answer the energy sustainable energy policy. Okay. So who did great job? I would like to give a hand to our Vietnamese friend. Vietnam is the leading country to apply SBA to the energy sector. Vietnam had a law on SBA since 2005. In Thailand, we're talking about SBA since 2000, but still, even not the lawyer. The National Environment Council just approved with just a policy, voluntary policy. Okay? No law enforcement there. I tried, when I was in a situation, I'll be the grantor. I offered a grant to the Ministry of Energy to do the pilot, but nothing happened. Okay? And when I was the director of the Asian environment partnership and the USAID program. We have 11 countries to be the partner. Vietnam, Thailand, Malaysia, Philippines, our friends, Cambodia, China, North America. But anyway, we try to integrate this SDA in the planning. Any time. So Vietnam introduced or integrated SDA in the power development plan in the hydropower sector, mainly because Vietnam they have plenty of the hydro potential. So with the support of LED and Southport Environment Institute, be the consultant or be the advisor to the firm. And the benefit of the SEA is to do the screening and to do the right mix of energy, what we call energy mix. And move forward to the sustainable energy thing. In Thailand, what we plan, what we did, our development is not bad. In the past 10-20 years, when I visit, I do introduce the software, what we call IRP, Integrated Resource Planning, that include the environmental externality as an input to the program. But unfortunately, when I quit here, no successor, they changed the software to be static. That Usually it includes environmental input, but not so seriously considered. So now our development plan is under the responsibility of the Office of Energy Policy and Planning. ECAP is the key assistant to run the program. So what we did is started a policy. Policy should be a sustainable energy policy. Now I will definitely learn today we learned about our renewable master plan, you know, energy master plan that we like to have 25% share in the 2021 our development plan. Today is about 10%. So we collect all the policy, look to the electricity system data, and load forecast. Load forecast, the keyword is the electricity elasticity. What does it mean? When the economy goes like 1%, in 20 years ago, when the economy moved very fast, the ratio between economic growth and energy growth is about 1.4 to 1. This means that economic growth is 1.4% of energy growth against 1% economy. That is mean. What it means? It means that over consumption, you not do the efficient consume. Okay? You use this not value added of production. Right now, in our plan, we set the benchmark of 0.8 to 1. So, when we did I'll be the founder of demand side management. World Bank, we have to expand to the top management. We are a generation unit. Why we encourage people not to use the energy in business sense is wrong. Yeah? But that's when the right for the company, but not good for the nation. Yeah. That's the thing. So, in this case, we have to do the, the downstream in the chain. It means that sustainable consumption. So we will have to move like all energy efficiency saving to put in as an input in the power development plan. And we do fields information, what we have in hand, what we have in domestic coming in, and what thing we have to import. And then this information goes to the computer software, but we use now static software. From here, we, output is the initial study outcome, draft. And then ECAP, Initial Energy, Energy Policy Planning Office, the joint responsibility. And from here, by our positive constitution, all the projects or plans will impact to the public, even the negative or positive, have to to the public consultation and public hearing. Okay. So we invite all the stakeholders, especially the NGO. Now NGO is a very, very important role in the hearing. But unfortunately, sometimes they come with the answer. Their answer is no. We try. When I meet China is non-profit. Organization, I went to the NGO to educate them. You know, okay, you can afford the project with reasonable reasonable exposition for the talk. Once again, you have, you may come with yes or no, but not necessarily no. Okay. And from here, we will have a first half PDT, our development plan, and then go to the ministry, go to the National Energy Policy Council for the approval. But before that, we go get some endorsement from the regulatory body. This is more independent agency of the Energy Regulatory Council, ERC, just start up a couple of years ago. It's great right now. And then when we apply to line the Ministry of Energy, we're talking about to create the regulatory body.
Yes.
But they just do the reorganization, restructure right now.
What about Vietnam?
Vietnam still got not yet. We haven't quite advanced. And then go to the cabinet, get the approval, so that the process. So when we talk to the about the process, what symptom or what indicator that show that this is the sustained energy development plan process? Okay. So it will start from policy. Now we just Thai delegate to show you today today and the concrete policy. Now we in the 11th National Development Plan, we adopt the low carbon code. There's the double sustainable policy all together. Yeah. So what the thing that we have to try to change or to change there? Software is to say for strategies to IRP, integrated resource planning software, that we integrate the externality, environment externality or social externality or that. Change the concept is not exclude the social good. Social means that not responsible or by the country, but the project owner have to responsible for. That's a thing. Okay, what it look like right now? Now we're talking about the PDP 2012 this year. We have to change a little bit to go to fulfill the sustainable PDP or green PDP. So you can see here for Canada, this part is a little bit to extend about 25% and more than 25% in the to 2021 is shared about the target of 25%. We will get natural gas in the future. And hydro still stay still because we aware with the opposition group that they should then declare their policy no more dams in Thailand. But the dams in Burma or Lao and River Park. No. In that sense, I just convinced the Thai government as a protection, protection. To declare the green energy purchaser when we buy the energy from our neighboring country, we have a type of the green. It should be green energy. Have green green sustainable power. So the other two guarantee that our implementation will move forward in the sustainable direction. So we should have what we call national safeguard policy, environment, social, and economic policy. We have a safeguard in order to protect that you violate or move away from the sustainable direction. Just like in Laos, for example, Laos is under support of World Bank, ADB, and I did there 2 years ago. Laos adopt the what we call national policy on environment and social sustainability for hydrocarbon sector. But now that you have a lignite program, you will change this sector policy to include the thermal. But this one, in Laos GDP, is almost 100% now relying on hydrocarbon. So I'm unlucky for Laos, then they apply for the carbon credit. They're not qualified. Good men cannot believe. But bad man sleep well. Why? Because Laos PDR, the production rely on hydro. When we set up the emission grid, emission fraction, hydro not produce the CO2. Yeah. So emission grid factor equal to zero. 0 multiplied 11 equal to 0. Yeah. But in Thailand, our energy unit, we have thermal, coal fire, natural gas, hydro. So our emission grid factor is around 0.559 last year. So when we apply for the CDM, in development mechanism of carbon credit for the renewable energy, when you like a million megawatt hour, then you quantify to CO3, you will multiply by 0.559 and you get the ton carbon dioxide per ton. So poor unlucky land. But what is my responsibility to support them? Try to set up what we call emission grid emission factor by use the ASEAN average to support our friend. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, they produce zero ton of carbon dioxide, but they didn't get our reward. Well, it's not fair. So they have 10 criteria on the national policy on environment, social sustainability for hydro projects, hydro sector. First one, what we call environment assessment. Environment assessment, that includes EIA and focus on the environmental mitigation plan, but in new lines, the environmental impact assessment law, they more advanced. They include what we call, not simply a social impact assessment, but they go beyond that. End of the day, they have to produce a social development plan. So, practice or project. We live peacefully with the community we live in around. Yeah. That's the thing. And watershed management and conservation, because most of the project is the hydro project. So we have to conserve the watershed area. No watershed, no tree means no water. So that's a win-win. Conservation is a keyword. Yeah. We have to develop what the public conservation protocol. Now, even better than Thailand. Why? because they're more technically consultation or whatever. But Thailand, NGO come with no in their mind. So it's more like when we conduct the consultation, it means that to organize the fight in Thailand or fighting between the Hupo project and Pon project. And another, all information, project information have to disclose or disseminate to the for available for the public through the website or hard copy. And how to ensure that our implementation is go along with the sustainable direction, compliance monitoring is if the compulsory is not volunteer. Revenue, what this means? It means that when you be the project proponent or developer, or even the project belong to the government, you have to provide some funding to contribute to the in line of the set up EPF, Environmental Protection Fund. In Thailand, we are more thermal power plant. We set up the Power Development Fund. It means funding to help develop community development program. Now we're talking about the PES. What is PES? PES is pay for ecological services. When you utilize or take away the resources, you have to compensate. This compensation, we go to the community living around the watershed or the industry. So, now I think like India will be the leading country for Thailand have to learn from them. Okay. For the existing project, they have to adjust themselves or improve themselves to qualify on the monitoring and assessment. Institutionalization is this is one of you be the water there. In the last year, in the past, environment is under the CIR. CIR is a represent for science, technology, and environment administration. The funding for Mountain 2, we use it to improve the institutional. And from that, from here, move to real water resources and environment administration. But this year, or last year, they moved to another promising future. They become Ministry of Natural Resources and Environment. That's what the means of institution. And the other key is the reporting and monitoring. Okay, I will explain a little bit. Seeing for them turn to hydropower project, the commitment to do the monitoring or do the social development plan is up to end of the concession year. They got 25 concession year plus another 5 year for construction. So this program contribute $1 million a year to set up the watershed management authority to do the conservation or protection work under Mountain 2 watershed. So totally they contribute $30 million for a project. This is what it looks like. This is the mountain to watershed area. This is the largest piece of watershed in this region to be protected and to take care of. So what is the impact? So number two, monitoring is, now is the compulsory, is the step in the new environmental impact law. Monitoring in the practices in LAPDR, we have an internal monitoring. That's what responsible by the project developer or project owner, even a government or a private. External monitoring is the environmental authority in the central or provincial. We do the monitor. Even internal monitoring, they have to submit every month. And external monitoring is and the most important one is the independent monitoring. Invite international or internal institute of like a university. Almost every 2 or 3 years. To take care of that be sustained. Then now we would like to have a power development plan, the green GDP. Yeah. More share in the renewable energy. And demand side in the management project for the energy saving or efficiency. We're talking about introduce or replace with the IRP software in the gas resources planning software, diversify energy mix, okay, get more renewable energy and energy efficiency as input, and then do the planning in terms of you come to the micro, we will set up an eco design and three technology. Like when you select the 4-5 power plant, you will meet the condition of you have to select clean coal technology. If you come to combat with global warming, you have to introduce CCS, what it stands for, carbon storage capture, that will make unit price of that electricity higher. But no choice option. And we have to revisit whether we have or not this what is called environmental and social safeguard policy, like in the RPDR. We have to introduce the pay for equality of services to set up the earmark fund to support the activity to enhance the community livelihood, to prevent them to invest to the watershed, to destroy the forest, to cut the tree. Yeah. And in terms of generation, we do have efficient production. Mean that usually like a thermal burn in the past 30 years or 20 years, efficiency is just only 30%. The other 70% is lost. Yeah. And then they improve the technology, now it's about 37%. The ultimate goal is 42%. But the another new technology use the natural gas fuel, it's a combined cycle. Efficiency going up to 40 right now. The ultimate goal is 50. So this is the more like what we call the selected technology, more efficient, more take up the act technology. And then you have to have environment and admin program to ensure that you make the polygon to have the people living around, or you need the carbon dioxide to contribute more global warming. Energy management, more manage industry to the patient. To ensure that not just only Japan, we have to implement successfully the social development plan that is set forth in the planning aspect. Type of generation, the thermal power plant, and the flood with the natural gas, hydro, moving on there. And the coal-fired power plant in the right, top right. Wind power, solar PV, nuclear power, and biomass power plant. And for the thermal power plant, now in Thailand we have a regulation that every step have to equip with the CFM. This is the continuous emission monitoring. They have handed the data to the pollution control department and Department of Industrial Work and regulatory body. And just like this memo, Lignite Program, we have to display the results to the community. They will come to see and check what happened and what concentration of the pollution right now, that they violate the standard or not. Any supply talking about transmission grid, we will have to see the smart grid. Smart grid, what it means? It means there's less loss in transmission line liability and people can access to. Thailand, we expect to exit electricity about 90% up. Okay. Our friend, never close friend Myanmar, is just only 20%. But in the near coming future, there will be accident to 50 or even 90. Now, under the electrification, rural electrification project, and the equipment breakthrough support by World Bank and another party. They will have to get two features to cover the whole country. So there's a real good supply there. Transmit electricity from the generation unit up to the end consumer, household, industry, or commercial, whatever. System reliability, environmental management. It's a joke? Not a joke. When I made a visit to US to have to import 500 kV transmission system, wow. When we park the car under the 500 kV, what happens? When we cut the jaw harder, that is a static electricity. And then another still called control weather. That is called EMF, electromagnetic field, induced by the high voltage kV. Cause of cancer, but not scientists proven yet. They go to the cause in Texas, but finally, no disease, no death. This is kind of transmission data from the media. It's not right or wrong. we start with national grid. Because we have three separate independent entities, we have power generation is equal. We have distribution organization, Metropolitan Electricity Authority, we have provincial electricity authority, and then we are responsible for high voltage transmission system. So we start with the national. So it's a what you call over investment. Yeah. So when I advised 10 years ago to Cambodian Ministry of Energy that you will start with more localized system and plan for the national transmission system, you will build better on. Okay. You start with the local grid first. Spend less money. Yeah. Like in last year, we just start the local grid. But it's not similar to the other. I was a transmission grid now, responsible by the IPP and some by the EDL. Electric around. So in the future, we would like EDL to buy back to set up the national grid and set up the transmission tariff. That, I mean, the IPP and send the electricity to the EDL grid and have to pay cheaper than the invest to construct it. And utilization, we have to set up a reasonable pricing. Yeah. Even we have to subsidy. In Thailand, we did a subsidy. The people in the Bangkok metro and territory have to subsidize to the consumer live in the provincial. Yeah. Because TEA invest a lot in transmission grid. They have a widespread area per kilometer, five. So, in terms of economic feasibility or feasible, it's not. So we have to subsidy, make a subsidy from the people living in the capital or city to the province. And another, we introduce any saving programs, any efficient. Thailand is among the leading countries, not just only in the region, in the world, in the demand side management program. We got reward or ranking among the top in the first 5 years among the 108 projects in the world. Yeah. But now on, it's a more depressed. Depends on each utilized by the number of Ministry of Energy. We have no consistency policy. Yeah. That's not sustained in the policy. Yeah. So now, another eco-level is the carbon footprint. We get the global warming effect to the planet. In the here, it represents all the levels throughout the world. Here is US, any car. If you have a computer, that's any setting program. If you have energy consumed less, you can qualify. If you have any US, carbon footprint. For Thai context, here is a number of five. Area for more than dozen types of the electric car right now. This is for the refrigerator, for the air conditioner. Now we have another, we have a three level for Thailand. If you have the this two level within the same equipment, to guarantee that this is a very, very efficient equipment. And now, the level of carbon footprint of Thailand
Professor Gilad,
meeting. I couldn't. It's not my voice. The thing that I would like to say first before starting my assignment by Professor Kila is as the translator of Kunthanapat, I'm going to do that too. But the point of this for discussion, this panel this morning, I would like to say that we are going to be sent by two resources.